USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending his presidential campaign, making the announcement in a video posted on X. DeSantis says he is now endorsing former President Donald Trump in the race.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden is continuing to blame Congress and not his policies regarding the ongoing border crisis. During an annual winter conference for U.S. mayors at the White House, the administration faces pressure to send more federal resources.
Over and over, I've asked for resources to step up action at the border. In October, I asked Congress to fund for funding that would add another 22,000 additional border agents and officers, hundreds of new immigration judges to make the judgments on the spot, a new detection equipment to stop fentanyl from coming into the country.
The Biden administration is forgiving nearly $5 billion in student debt for around 74,000 Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the debt relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade. It's the latest rounds of debt cancellation since the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's sweeping student loan forgiveness program. Israel has discovered an underground camp that at one point held around 20 hostages. It was found at the end of a kilometer-long booby-trapped tunnel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military describing the holding area as having five narrow rooms. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The New Hampshire primary is days away, so candidates are pushing for last-minute votes. While President Biden is not even on the ballot, Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips from Minnesota shares why he thinks he should win and why he got into the election on Fox News.
70% of our country does not want a Biden-Trump rematch. So why are not more Democrats running for president? That's why I'm here.
President Biden is facing historically low approval numbers. This as Republican candidate Nikki Haley shares her thoughts on why she believes she's a stronger candidate than former President Donald Trump.
It's not about liking Donald Trump or not. It's about the fact that we can't afford to not win in November. We can't afford to get this wrong. And when you look at those polls, I win every single swing state. Donald Trump does not. We can't have a President Kamala Harris.
Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filing a lawsuit in Delaware last week alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking charged lemonade. Two previous lawsuits blamed the lemonade for the deaths of a Florida man and a college student. And President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. He remains at his beach house in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.